This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, April 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Beijing threatens countermeasures. DC's excellent day and food dye plan coming. Beijing warns U.S. against striking deals to sideline China. China is ramping up the tough talk even as uncertainty over U.S. trade policy continues amid the swoon in markets. A Chinese government spokesperson says that any U.S. effort to use trade deals to hamstring China's economic dealings will be met with countermeasures. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that the U.S. could use trade talks to isolate China and push third-party countries to limit Beijing's involvement in their economies. China, quote, will take countermeasures in a resolute and reciprocal manner if such a scenario occurs, Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson told reporters yesterday. China is determined and capable of safeguarding its own rights and interests, they said. I'll take note, several countries on China's doorstep have already launched trade talks with the U.S. Japan and Indonesian negotiators were in Washington last week, and South Korean officials were slated to meet with U.S. counterparts later this week. Meanwhile, China has sought to deepen trade relationships with its regional neighbors. During a recent tour of Southeast Asia, President Xi Jinping pinned more than 100 cooperation agreements with the Vietnamese, Malaysian, and Cambodian governments. Excellent day at the White House. More than 30,000 eggs donated by American farmers were in the spotlight on the South Lawn at the White House Easter egg roll yesterday. This is the largest public event that the White House does every year, American Egg Board CEO Emily Metz told AgriPulse. To have more than 40,000 people on the lawn celebrating with eggs and coming through the Hen to Home exhibit where they can talk to a real farmer and learn about how an egg gets from the farm to the table, that's huge. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins visited the Hen to Home exhibit that begins with soybeans grown on a United Soybean Board past chair Steve Reinhardt's Ohio farm as chicken feed and ends up with a carton filling race. Beyond eggs, well, the International Fresh Produce Association displayed fresh cut flowers that allowed attendees to arrange their own bouquets and enjoy carrots. By the way, President Trump discussed trade and domestic consumption with the United Soybean Board members in the White House ahead of the event. USB Chair Philip Good said the president was, quote, very optimistic about the industry's future. FDA and HHS expect to release plan on food dyes today. Leaders of the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services expected today to announce the administration's plans to phase out the use of some synthetic dyes. Both HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and FDA Commissioner Martin McCary have been outspoken with concerns about the presence of food dyes in the nation's food supply and their potential link to chronic health conditions. Already, the administration has said it would consider rulemaking to eliminate the self-affirmed, generally recognized as safe pathway for food ingredients and chemicals. Kennedy has also visited West Virginia and other states to celebrate their efforts to phase out certain food dyes and chemicals in school meals. We don't need synthetic dyes in the food supply, and no one will be harmed by their absence, said Peter Lurie, president and executive director of the Center for Science and the Public Interest, in a statement responding to the planned announcement. We will soon see how the government plans to proceed, but I expect that after discovering that they could survive in the European market without some of these dyes, the industry will choose not to die on this hill and risk offending a vindictive president. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Plaintiffs claim IRA and BIL funding still frozen. Plaintiffs in a lawsuit against USDA and four other agencies say some Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law funds are still frozen, even though a judge ordered the money be released. In a filing, the plaintiff organizations say that, to their knowledge, almost all the frozen grant funds mentioned in the suit are still inaccessible, with the exception of a grant from the National Park Service. The groups claim EPA has continued to say their grants are under review, while the Interior Department of the USDA haven't provided written notification of the court's order to guarantees. Take note, the judge directed parties to submit status reports by noon Wednesday, according to the case docket. Listening session slated on WOTUS. EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers are moving quickly to gather input for a new rule defining waters of the United States under the Clean Water Act. The agencies are holding six listening sessions to get feedback on how EPA and the Corps should write new regulations to conform with the Supreme Court's 2023 Sackett decision. That decision limited the agency's jurisdiction to relatively permanent, standing, or continuously flowing bodies of water. To be covered under the law, wetlands must be indistinguishable from those bodies of water, the court said. The first four listening sessions are next week. Input from states will be sought Tuesday, April 29th from tribes, on Wednesday, April 30th from industry and agriculture stakeholders, on Thursday, May 1, and from environmental and conservation stakeholders the same day. The other two sessions aren't scheduled yet. At those, the agencies will hear from local governments and the general public. AAFCO, K-State, introduced new animal feed ingredient review process. The Association of American Feed Control Officials and the Kansas State University Olathe Innovation Campus have introduced a review process for animal feed ingredients. The Scientific Review of Ingredient Submissions Program will replace AAFCO's former process, which ended when the group's memorandum of agreement with the FDA expired last year. This program will offer a fast and accurate scientific assessment of new animal food ingredients that will be accepted by state regulators across the U.S., an AAFOC press release said. K-State Olathe developed the process, which was approved by AAFCO membership in January. Here's today's final word. I do not want to lose one good employee, and we're going to be very thoughtful and deliberate in how we go forward in this process. That EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin at a press conference yesterday when asked about the agency's cutbacks. Zeldin said the, quote, perfect number of employees is not one more or one less than what we need to fulfill our statutory obligations, to fulfill our core mission, to be able to power the great American comeback. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.